Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, Lena. Lena, I am calling because we received, or one of our owners received a some information offer, I guess, business loan application.
Okay.
And he asked me to follow up to see what you guys might be able to offer us.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to get some additional information.
Yeah. So do you have the letter with you? Can you give me the reservation code, please?
Reservation code is 251101012 I'm sorry, 0022-6157.
0022, oh, I'm sorry, just a second. 0022-6507?
6157.
Okay, just one moment. No, it didn't work. Okay. Sorry, could you give it to me one more time? It's 2511, right?
Uh-huh. 0401.
0401?
Correct.
Okay.
0022.
Mm-hmm.
6157.
Okay. 6157. Okay,
correct.
Let's try again. Yeah. Grand Long Beach Events Center?
Yes, and actually, this is not for that business. The owner is owner of a different business, that's separate business.
That's okay. Uh-huh.
So, you know, just want to make sure that you know that, that it's not for that particular business,
mm-hmm.
a different enterprise that he's involved with.
Okay. And just a second, what is the name of the enterprise he's involved with? Which company?
Intelligent Design Solar.
Intelligent Design Center?
Solar.
Oh, solar. Okay, so you're doing solar systems?
Yes.
Or just design them? Okay.
No,
and,
installation
too. Okay, and what year the owner started this business?
Well, it was the business that was, so it went from an LLC to a corporation. So we recently
okay.
changed name, new license. So officially the new license and new name is 2015, July of 2015.
Okay, so it's more than a year. It's fine. And are you the owner, one of the owners at least?
I'm not. I'm an officer, but I'm not an owner.
Okay, and what is the owner's name?
Well, there's different owners. There's four different owners on there.
Okay.
One is
four different.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. One of them is.
I just
is
need
Mr.
who will be the main contact. You or?
I will be the main contact in the sense of doing the. I do all the administrative stuff on there. So the owners really try not to get involved with some of this stuff. They may sign and do that, but I would be the contact.
Okay. And do you have, like, your cell number or this is your cell number, the best number to reach you?
562-645-6779. And you can send emails corresponding to the letter J, R-I-C-O, at...
L-I? The, I mean, I'm sorry.
J-R-I-C-O, yes,
okay.
J-R-I-C-O, at the letter I, the word design, solar.com.
Okay, and so what are you looking for? What do you need funds for?
Well, you know, we are looking for basically some capital funds to purchase capital equipment that we install. So what we're looking at is to just have some operating capital.
Okay, so you actually need it for inventory, not for equipment which you use to install it.
Well,
not for equipment which you will keep.
Right. It is for basically we do solar systems, but we also do primary generator. We're an electrical company, so we do electrical stuff. So yeah.
But you sell this equipment. You are not. It's not equipment for you. It's the equipment for your customers.
Correct.
Correct. I just need to know because we have the equipment financing part, which finances equipment for your company, something you what you using, but that's not what you're looking for, right?
Correct. We are looking for to have capital.
Yeah.
So
you just need your inventory funds. And what is your gross annual sales, approximately at least?
I'm going to need to get that from our bookkeeper to get all
but
that.
But you know,
stuff.
Like approximately how much you deposit to your business bank account, like for the last
well,
couple of months?
I know that our projected sales for the year are $3.5 million. But, you know, if you need to get, like, more of the accurate stuff, I would need to get that
no,
information.
No, yeah, I understand. No, for now, this is okay. So, Jose, and how many owners does corporation have?
We have 4 owners.
And what is their percentage in the company?
One is something around, I got to check because it just recently changed. One is like 4%. Two are like 4%, one is like 30%, and then the other one is the balance.
Okay, so this major owner probably will be the one who will sign the documents for the company, is it?
Yes,
okay?
That's typically
yeah. Okay. Okay. So what I can do, we have working capital loans. Have you ever had a working capital loan? Did you?
No. No, not this particular company. Our prior company has had it, but not this company.
Okay. So I can send you the list of documents we would need from you. It's basically 6 most recent bank statements and 1 year business tax return. And also I will send you the application, which needs to be filled out and signed by your major owner. And
great.
It takes only maximum 48 hours to tell you exactly what we can do for you. So if I will receive your documents, I will tell you in 48 hours what kind of a loan and how much would you like to get, the maximum possible or just...
Yeah, probably. It probably all depends on the terms, right? I'm not sure what kind of terms you guys offer, but I think it would just depend. Each generator we sell goes from anywhere from $150,000 to $250,000.
I see. So
that's each generator. So it just depends what your loan terms
and,
are.
And what
as
is
to what
and,
we're looking
and, at. And do you buy them somewhere outside the United States or how?
No, we buy them here in the United States. Yeah.
Inside. So, but still, your margin probably is pretty high on those generators, I would assume.
Yeah, it's a good margin. Yeah.
And you buy them as needed or you have them in stock? How does it work?
No, well, right now we are buying them as needed. As a job gets sold, we buy it on there. If we had the working capital, we probably might buy them and have them in stock available, and that's one of the things we're looking at is kind of what resources so we can have a floor plan.
I see. And it's probably more, it costs you more to buy them when you need them. It would be better to have them in your warehouse.
Yeah, if we can buy in bulk and you know, have them in inventory, we could probably get better pricing.
How many, let's say, per month do you sell of those generators?
Well, right now, our goal is to sell at least one per month. But some of these are just, you know, they're in the pipeline and they just take a while because, we're dealing with corporations that have boards of directors, and sometimes it just takes a while. They may be in the pipeline where the contract is going through contract for 6 months, before it gets everybody's signature and stuff on there. So, but our goal is to be able to have, every month to have one sold where it is actually returned from all the process.
I see. But this is not the only thing you need to finance to do the job, right? You need more than the cost of the generator. I understand this is your major cost, probably, and on a job, but usually...
Yeah, we do electrical, you know, and solar, so it just depends on what the jobs are. But that is one of the things that we are looking for. We're looking for capital to be able to purchase that.
Do you have any bank loans at this time?
No, we don't have any bank loans this time.
You don't have anything. Yeah, you're only like less than a year in business. Probably it's hard for you to get any loans at this point. Okay, I understand what you need. I will send you this list of documents, and as soon as I receive documents from you, I will process them. And you have my direct number, just in case you won't get the email or something. I would appreciate it.
Oh, let me write that. I actually just wrote down, just called the major number. Is there an extension that is your direct number?
No, it's my direct number, 619-567-3726. That's the number I left you on the voicemail.
Okay, great. Then I got it. Great. Well, I'll look forward to getting your email and then seeing what we can do. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.